You're listening to The World. I'm Marco Werman. It's a big country, this America, but someone's got to cover it. When you're a foreign correspondent based here, even when there's midterm elections like the ones coming up tomorrow across the country, it is quite often literally someone, one person reporting it all. In the case of Rory Carroll, who is covering the midterms for the Guardian newspaper in London, he's bouncing all over the place. Today we found him in Des Moines, Iowa, where he was reporting for his readers back home on voter dissolution here with President Obama.
As a European, I'm very aware that the United States has done so much better economically under Obama than Europe has in the past 6 years. And I think he does get very little credit here on the streets. Now, economists actually do give Obama quite good points for averting a depression and kind of yanking the United States out of what could have been a much worse, more painful recession. Yet for Europeans, certainly the shine has worn off of Obama, no drama, and the guy who won the Nobel Peace Prize, and those huge crowds that greeted him with euphoria in the early years. Now, even in Europe, that certainly faded quite some time ago, and there is a sense of disillusion with him. But I still do think in Europe there's a residual affection and respect for the man, which you don't often find nowadays in the United States.
You know, Rory, the last time we spoke with you, you were in Ferguson in Missouri. Are any of the concerns you're hearing from voters these days, are they dealing with some of these black-white issues or about how police departments have become highly weaponized?
Absolutely not where I am. I've been in largely, almost exclusively kind of white areas around Des Moines. And so as white people in the Midwest, they tend not to worry or think too much about race issues. Now, of course, I mean, if I was to skip over a few states over to Missouri or even in Los Angeles, which is where I'm based, there people do express concern and anxiety about the militarization of U.S. police forces. It all depends on which part of the U.S. you're in.
Is that just a weird juxtaposition for you as a foreign reporter to be kind of like so deeply immersed in this kind of quintessential American race issue, and then you kind of go to another part of the country and it's not such a big deal?
Yeah, it just reminds you just how big the U.S. is. And as a European, I'm constantly surprised by that. You know, I get on a plane and, you know, I'm flying for 3, 4, 5 hours and I'm still not at my destination within the U.S. And, you know, in Europe, everything just seems a bit smaller. And here is just the fact that it really is a continent. And the fact that Americans speak English and culturally, you know, we all kind of feed from the same trough of books and television and films. And yet there are really profound differences in the U.S. and U.S. perspectives. And for example, Joni Ernst, who is the Republican candidate for Senate here, and of course, she famously is an occasional castrator of pigs. She is on record as saying that she's a proud gun owner, no surprise there, but also that one of the reasons she likes to have her Smith & Wesson always close to hand is lest the government come for her or come to try to way to take away her rights, and that therefore she wants to keep her gun close to her side in case the government threatens her. Now, and that, you know, just passed almost without comment here. I mean, people just think, yeah, that's fine. And from a European perspective, it's like, really? I mean, if you're concerned about your government coming against you, I mean, we're not living in a dictatorship. And yet, of course, she had earlier in the primary campaign, she did actually call Barack Obama a dictator and called for his impeachment. Now, these are very strong statements. And again, to European ears, it sounds a bit like that sort of stuff you would say when your country is in grave crisis or there's some really and dark era upon you, which is not really the case in the U.S. at the moment. I mean, all of that said, I should say that Joni Ernst has since walked back some of those comments. And as we've gone into the general election campaign, she has not repeated that, you know, those things about Obama being a dictator. So she's kind of softened her position. So it's a lot for a European to get your head around to appreciate all of these nuances.
Well, Rory, thanks for your perspective on tomorrow's elections. Appreciate it. Rory Carroll, who has been covering the U.S. elections for The Guardian newspaper, speaking with us from Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.